There is a well-known book that has been around for over 80 years. It has sold something like 30 million copies and is still considered one of the best-selling books of all times. That book is How to Win Friends and Influence People by Dale Carnegie. There's a list of 12 suggestions that Carnegie makes in his book if we want to win friends and influence people, such as showing respect for others, being genuinely interested in them by looking at things from another person's point of view. Today, the gospel portrays Jesus as somebody who could win friends and influence people. Now, obviously, he didn't read the book because it wasn't around, but the Lord Jesus had what it took. If we go back to that passage, we hear the people in the synagogue at Capernaum conclude this about the new preacher in town. He taught as one having authority. Authority, we can conclude, seems to be the key word here. Watching Jesus cast out an unclean spirit, these same people are wide-eyed, almost speechless, as any of us would be. They say to one another, "He commands even the unclean spirits, and they obey him." As we parse their comments, we are able to see one of the key components of authority. It is the capacity to influence people, to have an effect on them, to move others to good. That capability, as we know, is important, not just back in biblical Galilee, but certainly now in our modern culture. We live in a culture where moral authority seems to have vanished, where fewer and fewer people have the voice that moves others to become their better selves, a voice that motivates people to live not just for oneself, but for others. We are sorely in need of someone with that kind of authority. We can think of that passage in King Lear, where the Earl of Kent offers his services to Lear. When Lear asks the Earl if he knows him, the Earl answers, "No, sir. But you have the countenance of someone whom I would be willing to call master." King Lear asks, "What is that countenance?" And the Earl answers, "Authority." He had the face of one having authority. We may want to look a little closer at this. We're told that the people find the Lord Jesus the opposite of the scribes. He taught them not as the scribes. So we can learn much from the contrast in styles that the gospel offers us here. Not as the scribes. These men, as we know, were considered the learned leaders of Judaism, men who had spent their days in the books, able to quote the scripture by chapter and verse, quite sure that they knew exactly what God wanted of his people. We know they demanded respect because of their privileged position and the status game of the time. It's like the story of the second lieutenant who wanted to buy a soft drink one day, but didn't have the right change. So he stopped a private and asked him if he had change. The private was quick to answer, "I think so, let me take a look." The commanding officer then said, "Soldier, that is no way to address an officer. We'll start over. Do you have change for a dollar?" The private came to attention, saluted, and said, "No, sir." We could say the scribes were a lot like that officer. Their authority was not something earned. They simply demanded the respect, not because of anything they had done, but simply because they thought they should have it because of who they were. We would say they were great at going through the motions, but that may be about it. So we end up here with a clear contrast in styles. Jesus' authority was not anything like that of the scribes. Where then did the Lord Jesus' authority come from? Why, we want to ask, why was Jesus able to influence these people in Capernaum so quickly? That answer is not difficult for us to find. His authority exemplified perfectly in that curing of the possessed man was rooted in concern for others, in his willingness to reach out to others, in his desire to help others. We see the Lord Jesus win the hearts of these people in Capernaum because he did something for them. There was a TV commercial recently urging people to environmental concerns. At the end of the commercial, a voice comes on that says, "To do good, you actually have to do something." We could say that is age-old wisdom in those words. To do good, you actually have to do something. As we learn in this gospel story, Jesus understood instinctively that point. He was there for those people in Capernaum. He did something for them. That's a powerful lesson, really, for the rest of us who would claim to be Jesus for others in this world. Our own ability to influence people, to move people to good, is going to come only if we do as Jesus did. Our moral authority is earned by the actions we take on behalf of others, most especially for the downtrodden and the dependent and the desperate souls nobody else in this world sees. We find right here that that is where the Lord Jesus' authority comes from. He cured that possessed man. He didn't just talk about how nice it would be if that man were cured. Really, it is helpful for us to see that this story is at the start of Jesus' ministry. He began his work on earth by doing something for somebody in need. The gospel tells us that his fame spread everywhere throughout the whole region of Galilee. We can conclude that only happened because his authority was not like that of the scribes, who were, as we say in these parts, all hat and no cattle.